KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 9 degrees above zero. That is our 24-hour low, and the temperature won't get a whole lot warmer than that during the day today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A wind chill advisory has been issued for parts of the listening area, mainly those counties along and north of Interstate 80 from late tonight to early to mid-Sunday morning. For Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties, the wind chill advisory will be in effect from 11 p.m. this evening until 9 a.m. Sunday. And for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Ottoman, Guthrie, and Dallas counties, the wind chill advisory is in effect from midnight tonight until 10 a.m. on Sunday. The advisory is for wind chill values of 18 to 25 degrees below zero. So if you must venture outside tonight, be sure and wear a hat and gloves. And the same thing says for tomorrow morning. Otherwise, you could have frostbite or hypothermia. In the news, a man from Montgomery County was arrested on a drug charge. Police say 28-year-old Benjamin William Herabic of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:50 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Herabic was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held on full bond. Police in Red Oak report the arrest this morning on separate charges of a man from Red Oak and a woman from Clarinda. 53-year-old James Scott Malmquist of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant issued for violation of probation on original charges of two controlled substance violations. And 36-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty of Clarinda was arrested on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for three counts of forgery. The pair were taken into custody by Red Oak Police with assistance from deputies from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at around 1:50 a.m. in the 400 block of East Prospect Street in Red Oak. Malmquist was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. Hegarty was being held on $5,000 cash bond. Two people were hurt during a rollover accident Friday afternoon in Montgomery County near Red Oak. The sheriff's office said the crash happened about 4 miles west of town on Highway 34, a little after 2:45 p.m. Authorities say German Alvarado Ramirez and a passenger in a 2004 Chevy Malibu, Cynthia Wheeler, were transported to Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Wheeler was identified as the owner of the vehicle. Officials say the car was traveling eastbound on Highway 34 when it left the road onto the north shoulder, traveled back out of the south shoulder, and ended up in the north ditch backwards. The car then rolled over before it came to rest. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. Authorities cited Alvarado Ramirez for not having a driver's license and for no proof of insurance. Additional charges were pending completion of the accident investigation. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Friday night it was investigating reports of land application of processed wastewater potentially entering a stream after receiving numerous telephone calls from concerned citizens. A contractor was land applying wastewater from Essentia, a processing facility in Harlan, under its Chapter 200 license, which was issued by the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. However, the DNR received reports the processed wastewater was entering the West Nishnabotna River after it was applied. DNR staff collected samples on Friday to determine if any of the wastewater reached the river. Prior to the DNR staff leaving the site, the contractor installed an earthen berm to prevent any further discharge. The investigation is ongoing, and the DNR will consider appropriate enforcement action if necessary. Jessica Montana, supervisor of the DNR's Environmental Services Field Office in Atlantic, said, "We really want to thank the people who took the time to call us and alert us to this situation. The quicker we can get on the scene of a situation like this," she said, "the better chance we have of getting the accurate data we need to properly assess the potential impact. But more importantly, the quicker we can work with a responsible party to get the material contained." Montana said it is important to avoid land application of wastewater and manure when conditions are not favorable, like when the ground is saturated, because it can result in that material being carried to surface water through runoff. Authorities say the body of a person was found in the remains of a burned house in Sac County north of Breda. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said deputies and firefighters from Auburn responded Friday morning to a rural home and found that it had burned to the ground. Investigators later found the resident of the house hadn't shown up for work and that all their vehicles were parked outside the home. The state fire marshal was called, and around 1 p.m. authorities found human remains inside the house. The remains were taken to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for autopsy. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and the name of the resident was not released. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest of a Lewis man on a felony assault charge. 21-year-old Philip Reed Thompson, Jr. of Lewis, was taken into custody Monday on a charge of domestic abuse, third or subsequent offense, which is a Class D felony. Thompson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $5,000 bond. On Thursday, deputies in Cass County arrested 30-year-old Sean Allen Williams of Fremont, Nebraska, on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Williams was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $5,000 bond. And on Friday, 23-year-old Ashley Marie Rollins of Atlantic was arrested on two district court warrants for failure to appear in court. Rollins was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remained held on $6,000 bond. Three juveniles from the Creston High School have been charged in connection with threats of a school shooting earlier this week. Jordan Armstrong reports from Creston.
The threats, made during an online group chat Monday night, mentioned a gun being brought to the school. On Wednesday, the Creston Police Department was notified of the threats by the high school. When officers arrived at the school had already identified the individuals involved and isolated them from the other students. Officers met with the students and their parents. 17-year-old Dustin Williams, 16-year-old Chance Brown, and 17-year-old Nicholas Chase were each charged with harassment in the first degree. These individuals were released to their parents, and the case has been referred to juvenile authorities.
The investigation is ongoing, he said, and additional charges may be filed. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Ryan Lee Miranda, age 30, of Villisca, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Ryan Miranda will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mike Pearson, age 62, of Oakland, died Tuesday at Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike Pearson will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Stephen L. Peterson, age 60, of Carroll and formerly of Exira, died December 23rd. A gathering for Stephen Peterson will be tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dolores Ann Wheatley Rupert, age 84, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dolores Rupert will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Sandra Lynn Gallego, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday. A memorial service and time for visitation with the family for Sandra Gallego will be held Monday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Anna Marie Parker, age 93, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Anna Parker will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Gerald Childs, age 78, of Arlington, Virginia, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the VA Hospital in Washington, D.C. Graveside services for Gerald Childs will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wayne DeBoard, age 92, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Wayne DeBoard will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Joan Laura Turner, age 80, of Oakland, died January 7th at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Joan Turner will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church in Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Marcia Evans, age 81, who's formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday in Kansas. Funeral services for Marcia Evans will be on January 15th at 1 p.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Joan Jackson, age 67, of Lewis, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Joan Jackson are currently pending for a later date at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Bonnie McCaskey, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Bonnie McCaskey are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.